Não parece.
Né? Calma aí.
I'm just going to ask people when, if you speak, if I don't know everybody, or I might not know your name. If I know your face, just if you can tell me, give me a name. I know some people, I don't know.
Because it says I'm recording. Sounds all the way up. But it didn't say anything if she says something. Cut it down and try it again. That's what I've been for.
Testing.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Okay, we'll open the hearing. The first thing I will do is read the warning that was in the paper around town. Describe what's going on. Okay, Alan and Patricia Cole of 111 Coles Mountain Lane, Island Pond, Vermont, are requesting a hearing before the Westmore Zoning Board of Adjustment for a change of use permit for their commercial property, Wedding Barn Rental, located at 856 Hinton Hill Road, Westmore, Vermont. Alan and Patricia would like the Westmore Zoning Board of Adjustment to increase the number of allowed events on their Westmore conditional use permit to equal the amount allowed events on their Act 250 permit. The hearing will be held on Thursday, February 26, 2026, at 5 p.m. at the Westmore Municipal Building located at 54 Hinton Hill Road in Westmore. Additional information can be obtained at the Westmore Town Clerk's Office. Okay, anybody have any board members, conflicts of interest, ex parte
Not that.
communication at all?
No.
At public hearings, since we are a small town, we generally allow anyone to testify and or ask questions as long as it is done in an orderly manner. However, under the Vermont statutes, I want to point out that only an interested person, as defined in 25 VSA 4465B, may appeal. An interested person can be described as A, the affected property owner, B, the municipality or an adjoining municipality, C, any person owning or occupying property in the immediate neighborhood who can demonstrate a physical or environmental impact on the person's interest under the criteria being reviewed, and who alleges that the decision, if confirmed, will not be in accordance with the policies, purposes, or terms of our town plan or bylaw. Any 10 individuals who can be a combination of voters and or real property owners in Westmore. Actually, that's been changed by the state, 20 people now, but I don't know if it's totally official yet. Or the state of Vermont, E. Also, to an appeal, an interested person must participate in the process at this level through offering oral or written testimony. Okay. I would now ask that any interested persons identify themselves, and if you have not already done so, provide contact information on their sign-in sheet. Okay, who is everybody here an interested person? Okay, so let's go right to that. I think we can all remain seated. What we'll have to do is swearing in, and for that you have to repeat after me. I hereby swear that the evidence I give in this cause under consideration shall be the whole truth and nothing but the truth under pains and penalties of perjury. Okay, at this point, I'm going to mark the exhibits we have so far. If anybody has anything else, they can do it as we go. The first is the I combine the warnings that we wrote, the newspaper clipping, and the receipts from the certified letters we sent to adjoining property owners. And that will be Exhibit A. Exhibit B will be the Denied permit 7551. And that was BBC. Is Andy Burley's letter to the Coles to say they can appeal. Exhibit C. And Exhibit D, we're going to have the land use permit that the Act 250 people had given to the Coles. Was that a year ago? Well, I got the date here. Let me put the date there.
January 24th, 2025.
What is it?
January 24th, 2025. It's exactly a year.
Yeah, almost. I'm surprised they don't have it on here. Okay, so that's Exhibit D. Okay, okay, the next thing is you I think no Troy, you can tell us what your wish, you know, what you want to present to us.
Well, my take care of that, I guess, huh?
So, well, what we would like is for the town and our Act 250 to match. And what we would like is for our what Act 250 offers or is giving us is 15 nighttime events and but a total of 28 events, which is included daytime, nighttime, throughout the full year. It's not seasonal. And
Speak up.
so
Speak up, Ryan, please.
in the Act 250 program, they have allowed us 28 events throughout the whole year. So the town right now, I believe we are at 15. Or is it 10?
Yeah.
It's 10. So the West Army now is allowing us 10. The Act 250 allows us 15.
That's nighttime
It's
events.
nighttime events. But they've also said in here that we could get up to 28 events throughout the whole year where some are nighttime and 15 are nighttime. Everything over could be daytime events throughout the whole year.
And the total shall not exceed 28.
Total
Right.
shall never exceed over
Cool.
28.
Okay, now you've been doing this for a year, right? You had, have you, did you have 10 events? How many events did you have last year?
I think we had 10 events last
10
year.
nighttime events?
We had 10 last year.
How much total with total events?
Think that was there. I think that was there. I think it was
You
10
didn't
there.
have, you didn't come, they didn't do the 28.
No.
We always want
And we
to.
only did, I think we only did 10 weddings last
Okay.
year. Right. I don't think we did any. Well, we might have had, I think there was anything during the day, was there?
That was a bike race thing.
Oh, the bike race thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. But yeah, you're right, Eric.
Yeah,
Yeah.
we're not, is that the Firefly thing?
Black flag.
A
What
fly,
that?
black fly,
The
black
black
fly.
flag race. Right.
Yeah. Now,
Yeah.
the zoning hasn't
Yeah.
been
What's
handling
that?
that at all. That's been all through as a special event. It's been
Yeah,
handled by the select board.
right.
I don't know if that'll change in the future or not, but we, you know, we haven't had anything to do with it because it's not
Right.
really developing land. I mean, it's kind of a in between thing. So,
And because any event that's categorized for a day event has to be done at 7 o'clock, seven in the afternoon. You
okay.
know that, you know. So.
Okay.
And the other weddings have to, you know, during the night events have to be done at 10 o'clock at night.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Did you run into any problems with that 10 o'clock shut-off time or anything?
No, not at all.
You guys have any questions or?
No, I don't have.
I mean, it's not necessarily that we expect to have 28 minutes at all, but that's what the state put down here. So we feel that maybe it would be nice if the town followed through with the same rule that the state
Yeah.
makes us go by.
Yes, I have a question actually. So the difference between the town and the state, did we actually issue you folks a zoning?
We did give them a zoning permit. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we had put, they had requested 10 events and we gave them the 10 events. Now, I should have looked at this before I didn't, but did we do 28 events too? I think we had some daytime events, didn't we?
I don't think so.
So you just applied
I
for the.
mean, you know what? I never looked, so I don't.
Yeah.
I guess look at what the state had down there. Maybe it
Yeah,
did.
because I don't know, we went by what you requested. And
I think it was probably just 10.
yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, my memory, so I don't remember daytime events being mentioned.
Right.
Okay.
I ask a follow-up question. So when we issued that permit, was it for, I don't know if you cite sort of where in the zoning bylaws this is addressed, but this was sort of sanctioned as a commercial
Yeah.
activity. Okay.
Yeah, it was a
Thank you.
conditional use permit.
Okay.
Yeah. That's, for any business operation. Yeah. It was then this is also a conditional use permit that we're having the hearing for too. All right. Any questions? Yes.
Carol Davis, I wasn't clear when you asked. You said the town gave them 10 events. Were
Yes.
they daytime, nighttime, or
They
anytime?
were nighttime.
These were not.
Yeah, they
And you're
were.
at, and Ryan, you're asking for 5 more night events plus 28 total. So the balance would be, daytime is the difference between 15 and
13
20,
more.
right?
13, yeah, more events throughout the whole year.
Right.
Why couldn't we do
Just
something
trying to
else?
clarify what
Yeah.
we actually have given and what you got.
Right.
Any other comments or yes?
I don't have a problem with the number. Just sometimes it's so loud we hear it in our
Yeah.
house. That's the only problem I had. And it's not all of them,
Right.
Was that during those 10 events, was that a
Well, there
problem
was one last year.
that was very loud?
Yes.
Was it over 10?
No, it was one.
It was before
10
10
o'clock.
o'clock. Before 10 o'clock.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry, can you just give me your name?
Larry Perkins.
Thank you.
Yes.
Eric Perkins. And I guess the side on that is I have no problem with the number of events. It's just something with a noise level before 10 o'clock. I should not have to listen to music coming across the woods up until they shut down at 10. Why?
Yes.
Sean Pepper, my wife Lisa and myself reside at 495 Hinton Hill, and as of recently purchased the property just below the Kohl's at 750, and we'll be building our new primary residence in that field. We've owned 495 Hinton Hill for 20 plus years. And in those 20 years, we've never had cause to complain about any of the functions that the Kohl's have had. In fact, my wife and myself have enjoyed seeing the evolution of the property into what it is right now, which is one of the Northeast Kingdom's premier wedding venues. I see no problem being that we'll be residing below there with what they're requesting. I don't think that it deviates from what's already been requested of the board prior to in your meetings. And it doesn't deviate from that intent. So we're here to stand in favor of their request this evening and would like to see them prosper.
Yes, Larry.
I live a little closer than Sean, and when I can hear it over our TV, I think that's too loud. I mean, I think it could be turned down a little bit.
Yes, sir.
And they have had some quiet functions. No problem whatsoever. A couple of years ago, I'd gone to Alan, and he'd even made a comment that summer that it was nice to
You did.
have it quieter.
Absolutely.
So, and it's not always. I think it depends on the wind, and it depends, it's weather dependent.
Well, yeah, it depends on the wind, depends on the crowd, that's for sure. And
I guess, Eric, if I could ask you, is it the music? Is it the crowd?
probably the music
Okay,
and the bass in particular.
is there a way, Ryan and Alan, to regulate that?
We do try pretty hard, and we will certainly try harder every year to regulate. And it's that damn pace that is the problem. You're absolutely right. And I feel like we've made pretty good headway. Do you folks feel like we've made pretty good headway this
Well,
summer?
there's just that one
That last one,
yeah.
yeah.
Is that they heard that near the end of Perkins Lane?
yeah.
They did.
Yeah.
Is there a way in your agreements
I'm
with the
sure there
people
is.
who rent the facility that you can
I think.
somehow espouse the view that they need to restrict the bass or the volume so that it
I personally think it's a good idea if we do something like that.
I agree, because then you can hold them responsible.
I think it's a DJ's, right, Alan? Because you said
It
there's
is. It is. They're
different
usually
ones.
different, and
Yeah.
they don't always do as they're asked to do.
Right.
That's the problem. And
You might have a little more meat on the bone if you put it in a restriction,
yeah, we might, for sure.
so that they
Right.
know coming into it that they understand what those restrictions are,
Right.
instead of dropping it on them after the fact.
Yeah, they already know that they got to get done at 10 o'clock. They have to get done at 10 o'clock, and we do stress the point that the quieter the better.
If you have them sign a document,
Right. You must have a contract with them
DJ
when they
become.
come. We do.
Yeah.
But that's not in there. I don't think.
Right now, it can be.
Maybe it can be advice. Right.
But then you've got
Right.
something to hold against them at that point.
Right. It's a good point.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. As in Larry's behest, I agree.
Okay.
I said it in on your behalf. I
Oh.
understand. You're
Yeah.
across the street,
Yeah.
and hopefully by the end of next year we'll be just below you. But as I've said, fortunately, I guess, we've never found it offensive or found cause to complain about it. It thrills me to death to see what they've done with that facility up there. And
Sure.
again, I think it's a benefit to the town and the area. These people that are coming there are staying in these Airbnbs and the hotels and going to the store and going to the Gap. I think that there's a tax benefit that comes back to the town. I think we could come up with something that helps to officially regulate the imposition of the sound. I
Right.
think that might make for a happy medium, and again, give you a little bit more meat when you come to them and say, "Hey, you need to turn this down."
Yeah. Well, that all sounds perfectly good to me, for sure. I'm not sure how we go about doing it with the ones that are already booked.
That
That
might
might be a
be
little bit of a problem.
right, and maybe Eric and I see Larry's leaving.
Yeah.
Maybe there might be a little leeway this year, because again, they already have contracts out with they already have booked. But moving forward, if they put verbiage in there that clearly states that excessive.
Right.
Well,
Yeah. Right.
they changed quite a bit. I think it was 2 or 3 years ago, Alan, that was really good and beneficial and quiet.
It was 2 or 3 years.
Remember after I think it was before the Act 250 thing. I was thinking it was two summers
Well, they were
you had
really
signed.
back in the early time.
What's that?
I thought they were exactly wild.
You know, the
Remember
last, remember the last time I even went to your house blowing a horn?
I
I
wasn't
talked to
there.
you on the phone the next day, and
Yeah, well, I wasn't at the house. You
no,
blow the horn. I was at
no,
the.
yeah, but I told you, I
You
said I
told
felt
me.
bad after,
You
but
told me
I just couldn't
that.
stand that freaking
Right. I can relate to the. I don't like it either. I don't like the loud noise either. I really don't.
No,
So I can definitely relate to the noise problem. And but this summer has been better than some of the past, right?
yeah, this last
Yeah,
summer it
this
was
last
that
summer.
one.
Just that
That
one.
was, and whether it was the
You remember
direction of the
one extra
wind,
loud? You don't
it
remember one extra loud?
I mean, I'm at every event, and I kind of now have a sense, of depending on where I am on the property, if I can hear it a little too clearly. I mean, my house is right there, and if I can go in into my house and I hear the music clearly, I know, it's gonna be too loud. But even when I'm standing in the Milk House bar right next to it, I have a good sense now of, and I tell everybody about the bass level
Wow.
drop up. But
Because
again,
Eric lives in a different spot than where you
directly.
live at, too.
Right.
And if the south wind is blowing just exactly the right
Right.
way, it blows right up toward Eric's house. And
Can you plant more trees?
You could
I
think
had all of them there.
But no, I think that's all a good.
Because I have no problem. I mean, yes, you guys have done a lot there, and it is good, but
Right.
I live in peace and quiet. And
Right.
there's others that aren't here tonight. I'm not going to speak for them, but after the what we ran into with that Act 250 permitting process meeting, there were others that just chose not to come tonight. And it's not they want to see you prosper. Just let's do a little bit more with the noise.
Yeah, we will. Well, like I said, we're continually working on the noise. It's a toughie.
Right. And
It's
these
like
guys
a,
bring their own equipment in, right?
what's that?
They bring their own
They
equipment
bring their own equipment, and usually it's a different DJ every night.
right.
Very seldom do we have
Live. A
regular
live band.
string
Yeah.
stuff. I think we have that. It's always nice and quiet.
Yeah.
It's just that for some reason they love to have the big heavy bass.
That's for dancing. That's where you dance to. You dance to the bass and the backbeat
Not
of
to
the band.
simplify it though, I honestly think if maybe you can redraw your contract with them moving forward,
Yeah.
that shows that there's a restriction on the sound,
Yeah.
so that it's not, you're not asking, it's a requirement.
Yeah.
That may alleviate the issues with your butters,
It
Eric.
may fix it. Why not do
Amen.
that?
And then
Yeah, really.
you've got some grounds to stand behind as well.
Right,
And
right.
going into it, they understand those restrictions.
Yeah.
I think that with the understanding that your contracts now that don't have that, maybe
Right.
it can be verbally put forth to them.
Yeah.
And moving forward with any of the new contracts, just simply that verbiage being injected into the contract will alleviate the situation and give you some teeth in asking them not to.
Yeah.
It might be possible to find in some towns or cities or states even that they do actually measure the decibels of the low end stuff. And you could restrict it. I don't know. I mean, this is just numbers you could use. You find that, that
Yeah.
after 9 o'clock or after 8 o'clock, you have to have this many decibels in the bass thing.
Okay.
Because that's what carries. I mean, that's what you hear. I think we had a big event down on the
Mr. Gray.
cabins down there.
Yeah.
But yeah, this guy's
Mr. Loud.
down the street from
I
you.
was gone.
Oh, you were gone.
Probably. Didn't
Yeah.
bother me.
Yeah.
I was not gone.
We carry
You,
all
yeah.
over too, everything
Well,
else.
we were as close as you are to hear to that, and we could hear, but
And do they not do them anymore? And that's, is there not those functions that go on around the lake like they used
No,
to?
this still is.
I know Vauxhall got shut down.
Yeah.
There still is.
I mean, they still have music down at the store that we can hear coming up from here.
Oh.
But there's no e wedding events at the old Millbrook cottages that
Because
were there before.
they were
They've
shut
all been
down.
sold. No, they were sold individually and they're gone. The business is gone. It's rentals now.
Do they have a noise issue over there?
They did when they.
Oh, they did.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And like when we did that, oh, the Act 250 reps went up to your place.
Right.
And then they went, and the wind was blowing. No, nothing was heard outside of.
If the right wind isn't blowing,
yes.
Yeah. Like if the north wind's blowing up by your place, you're not going to hear it.
Right.
Over, you're not going to hear my thing yeah. over the airplane.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, in some kind, a lot of times, the south wind does blow.
Yeah,
I know. Your way.
Yeah. And I've even, like, at that meeting, there were people saying, well, you got to close your doors. It's like, my doors aren't closed. My windows are open.
No, but when the Act 250 was there well, on that day, you closed the barn doors.
Oh.
And at the event, at events, the doors aren't closed. I mean, people go in and out, of course, because you have a tent and everything else. It's not limited to... My son got married there, but the doors were open.
Well, I'm saying it's not true that when we did the visit, the doors were closed.
No, actually, someone was there and saw that the doors did get closed after they left your site and started driving around. So the doors did get closed. And I'll tell you, they did hear it on my property. They heard it in the woods because I have the house. And then behind the woods where I have a barn and a treehouse, and they could hear it.
I imagine they probably could.
Yeah. So it's like you said, depends on the weather and everything else. Depends on who's playing.
Depends on humidity and yeah, right.
And this isn't personally against you.
Right.
Because I met with you and your wife, and we discussed all this. My concern is who's managing it. And I did have a problem with you. I went to you at 11 o'clock at night saying that my guests in my house were complaining, and you were very rude and very nasty to me. And that was in 2024, not 25.
I also believe that's to be untrue. Okay.
Well, we're not discussing that. Donna, that was last year. This is
twice, okay? And the point of this is, which I explained to Alan and Pat, okay, when you do this, this stuff goes with the land. It doesn't go with the owner. Same thing with your Act 250 land use permits. So it's permanent. So when you change a conditional use permit, it's not just for when they own it. It's if they sell it off or when they pass it on to their heir, to the people there that's going to inherit it, it follows the land. So I think it's really important to realize you can't just count on the person here. You have to realize you're assigning this to the land.
Well, excuse me, but when somebody else moves in there and they move, they then have to reapply back to the town for the use. So it does not go with the people.
Well, it'll be a new business, so it'll be a new conditional use.
But that's not a true statement.
Well,
they would have to sit before the town and require the permit use to be able to do that, where they can then impose whatever restrictions they want, as long as it falls below the parameters of the Act 250 permit.
So the conditional use permit is not with the deed of their property? Is that what you're saying?
That's correct.
No, it's the conditional use is for the business.
Correct. It's granted to the business.
Okay, but then here, were you here for the Act 250 here?
No, we weren't actually able
okay,
to
see so
it. What does that have to do with that? What you just said is not true.
Well, that's, I'm trying to educate you and let you know.
Well, you're not. So,
because okay. I was involved with the Act 250 hearing, and I was present.
We're not talking, but they have a right to impose whatever they want as long as it falls underneath the requirements of Act 250. We're not talking about Act 250. Act 250 is done and it's been completed. They've already received that. We're before the town this evening to discuss an increase. So let me educate you for a moment and tell you that they can impose whatever restrictions they would like against the business. What we're here to do this evening is to discuss whether or not they're allowed to bring up what's been imposed by the town to the Act 250 permit. It's got nothing to do with any deed restrictions or anything else. If somebody else moves in there, they start a business, they come back before the town, and they're held before the town for any restrictions that may be put upon them by them, as long as they do not exceed the requirements of Act 250. That's all we're doing here this evening. Act 250 is not a question. That's been granted. You just said that their decision tonight is tied to this.
You're not allowing me to speak. You're just speaking against me without the full knowledge.
I'm not. You just said that whatever decision they make there tonight goes with the deed. That is an untruth. That is not true.
I said...
That is what you said.
I questioned, does it go with the deed, because...
No, it was a statement.
Hold on. The Act 250 does... It's a land use permit.
We're not discussing that this evening. That's complete and been granted. There's no contention
about
what's been granted.
Do you see the two go hand in hand?
They don't. They can impose whatever restrictions they want. Just because the state says that they're allowed this, they've already limited them to 10, okay? Not the 28 that the state has granted them. We're here this evening to discuss whether or not the town will allow for the increase. It's got nothing to do with Act 250. We shouldn't even be talking about that. This is a town issue.
Excuse me, the board here, if it's not relevant, if the Act 250 permit is not relevant to what you're talking about today, then how come that's the document that was distributed, was their Act 250 permit for tonight's meeting, if it's not relevant?
Well, they want just to bring, when they applied for their conditional use permit, they asked for 10 events. And then, so we gave them the 10 events. Then, through the Act 250, somebody, it was a complaint or something, right? That somebody wanted,
It was complete.
yeah,
Yeah.
so 250 to come in and talk about, you know, what they could do and how many events would be reasonable. And then Act 250 gave them this document. So now they're coming back to the town just to get the conditional use permit to their requesting. They requested 10 the first time. Now they're requesting 15 late night and 28.
13
Total.
bedtime.
So
13, well, 28 total.
yeah.
Yeah.
24.
I think that Act 250 is relevant, Donna, because if the Act 250 had said they could only have 10, then nothing could be changed. Like, they cannot change the zoning permit above and beyond what Act 50. So we need the Act 250 information to know how far they could actually ask for additional
Yeah.
rents.
Right.
Supporting document is all it is.
Yeah.
A supporting document.
And it's a land use permit and it has certain restrictions on it. Okay, so doesn't it come into play to this? Because if you remember at the Act 250 hearing, one of the things that brought up the question was it because the original number of events they asked for, and you did ask for it seasonally, you didn't ask it for annually, you asked seasonal. The number of events that were requested was greater than what the town allowed. And the answer of the board was we cannot supersede the town. And that's what's brought them here today, is because the number of events they're having is superseding what the town's conditional use permit is. So they were literally, you literally were limited to 10 events a year. And you know you weren't well over 10 events because you wrote on Facebook, hey, we're up to number 22 weddings or number 16 weddings this year. So I mean, it's been documented. That doesn't matter. The thing was, as long as you're neighborly and you're friendly, Ryan, this is what I mean. You shake your head and you're not neighborly or friendly. You don't. This is not the respect. It's more like, oh, I'll just make fun of you. That's all. But the point is, there's another next step to this. All right, you need to define events. All right, when I talked to Kevin at Act 250, he said if you look at the Act 250 thing, when you talk about events, if because another thing that's happening, you're coming in front of the select board and you're asking for 4-day liquor licenses because of the liquor license event permit.
Down, none of this has anything to do with what we're trying to do
That
today.
is because it's okay. So what's not what
This board does not have a purview over that, nor do they have a purview
Yeah,
over
we're
that.
Donna, you're getting off track that bad. So yeah.
For tonight. Act 250 has nothing to do with this other than they've issued a permit that this board has no control over, that the Coles are now asking to allow this board to increase to meet the Act 250 permit. Act 250 has no bearing on
You
this
say it
meeting.
has no bearing,
It
but then
doesn't.
you keep going back to you want it to match the Act 250 permit.
That's the only bearing. The Act 250 permit is not in question here. What's before this board is whether or not they allow it to rise to the threshold of what's been permitted under Act 250. Act 250 is not in question here.
I think the important thing tonight is to try to put a handle on the noise, by the way.
Amen. And that's where we work.
Right. That's what I
Yes.
want.
Yep. And hence, me asking you the question on whether or not the verbiage can be put into a contract that then restricts them to the amount of decibels that's allowed. You can go online and see what the nuisance decibels are.
Right.
It's not how many events that Act 250 or anything to do with Act 250. It's
Right.
your request and you, as a good neighbor, trying
Right.
to make sure
Yeah.
that you take care of the issues
Right.
from your adjoining neighbors so that you can all live together.
Right, exactly. Sounds good to me.
I think too, you could almost, even though you already have contracts, you could have something written up and say, because we went before our zoning board, this is, and they don't, it's not necessarily part of their signed contract, but that they actually see there's a guideline.
That's a great point.
Just, I
That,
mean, they, people take
absolutely.
stuff like that seriously more than they
Right.
thought.
Yeah. Well,
Somebody saying to them, hey, you got to keep the noise down.
and especially if you blame it on the town.
Yeah.
That's an
Yeah.
option.
Yes, sir.
Just a question, clarification. Yes, those 28 functions annually, but might they all be crammed in from May until October? That's every single weekend. Just curious.
Technically, it could
Yeah.
happen, but it wouldn't.
It would happen.
There just isn't that much going on, for one thing. Honestly, we never asked the state for any numbers. They're the ones that gave us the
Can't vote for
numbers.
the number.
We were shocked when we saw those numbers. But I feel as long as the state is happy with it, it would just be better if the town was happy with it the same way. But I do understand the noise deal
Yes.
100%.
Yeah.
And we started last spring telling everybody that they had to keep the noise down. And apparently it worked with all of them except for one, I guess.
Yeah.
But boy, that control is a toughie. I was there for this one of them. I don't know if it's the one you're talking about or not. But it was a DJ, and he knew it had to be quiet. But boy, I could tell I wasn't quiet, so I
Yeah.
went back up, and and we shut him down. And so they don't exactly do what you tell you tell them, they're out of there. They don't always
Yeah.
follow the rules. But no, I think it's a
Put
great thing to do is to,
it in your contract,
yeah, and then there's some
yeah,
recourse back
yeah,
to them.
It,
yeah.
exactly.
Yeah.
Right. So,
We
yeah.
aren't only talking about the wedding events, though. We're talking about any event that takes place on the
Well,
property.
the only other event we've ever had besides the wedding event is the Black Flag event. It's to my knowledge. I mean, maybe we've had if we had birthdays up there, we have maybe a birthday party or something.
Your shower, I think somebody had a shower.
We had
Yeah,
a
one of the guests.
wedding
A year?
anniversary.
Yeah,
Years
absolutely. Go
vary.
up there.
Now
Congratulations.
it's 50.
Yeah.
So my concern is the Act 250. You can just shut your ears if you don't like to hear that. But the Act 250 permit is a little more specific about the number of people and the events, the number of events. And
It's not relative to this meeting.
excuse me, I'm talking
Well,
to the board. I am not talking to you. You had your time. Can you please give me my time?
well,
You
I
have
mean,
had
how
my
right,
time.
the falsities.
yeah, Donna,
Have you?
down, give down the give down the floor right now. Let's see. Let's
It's
hear what
just not proper what you're doing. The thing is that there's you did you had an Act 250 temporary amendment last year for the Black Fly event,
you're talking.
correct?
What that yeah, that's it. Right,
Right. And
right.
how do you plan on doing this year's Black Fly event?
How do we plan on doing this year's Black Fly event? We've been improved for this year's Black Fly event.
By Act 250?
No, that's coming up. That
Okay.
hearing is coming up
All right.
in the future, right?
And so I guess I'm asking our board, the biggest problem is when we put things in place in this town, they're willy-nilly enforced or they're not enforced at all. Okay. So it doesn't matter. We shouldn't even have a discussion if we're not going to enforce anything. But the next thing is, the proper thing was done to have a temporary amendment for last year's event. So you're saying you're doing the same thing for this year's event.
No, it's not going to be a temporary thing this year. If they don't if we can't qualify to do it with the Act 250, I guess it won't happen this year. There's a hearing coming up to.
No, there's no hearing.
Yeah, but the Black Fly event has nothing to do with.
Right. Well, if
The special function.
It's a
I
special
really
event.
should be respecting
Yeah,
this
Donna,
information.
Donna, you're not being respectful to the process here. The process is we are trying to determine how many days that they can have on their conditional use permit.
And
Okay, now that's what we're talking about.
right, but What I'm trying to say is to sit for what they're presenting is they want the town conditional use permit to match the Act 250 permit. Okay, it was reversed last year when they applied for the Act 250.
Well, it doesn't matter because if they want five more events, then we can do that. And if we go over that, the law is that if the town has one rule and the state has another rule, they go for the most strict rule. So that's what will go. So if we, they have 15, so we can give them 20, but it doesn't matter. They still have 15.
15 nighttime and
right,
13
right. And,
daytime.
And 13 daytime. No right. matter what we give them, that's the limit. So that's restricting us in what we can do. Now, what they're asking, can we bring ours up to the Act 250 rule? It does, they could ask for 25, but we say, well, you know, why? Because you can't do 25, you can only do 15. So, yeah, that's how Act 250 comes in. They've already set a limit.
And so,
so we could make it less than that, but we can't make it more.
And what I'm asking is, when the town does the conditional use on the number of events, explain to me what you see as an event. Is it a one-day event? Is it one of the 4-day ones that she's been applying for at the select board? How are you, when you write your thing up and you're saying you want to match it, are you really matching it with Act 250 as far as the way they define events?
Well, if they have a 4-day event, then they're down to
that's a special
24 days.
That goes before the selectmen.
Before well, Blacklight, yeah, the select board takes care of Blacklight. But if they have a daytime event, it's part of the 28. They have 4-day event. It's 4 days out of the 28 days.
Okay.
So they have 9 days left for daytime events, and they still have their 15 nighttime.
So you're saying the conditional use, whatever you approve, it's going to go in line with the way Act 250 defines the same words, the events, the daytime, the nighttime. And just so you know, in your permit, it does say seasonal. It doesn't say year-round, so that will be a difference.
Well, if they want to make it seasonal, the Act 250, then it'll be seasonal because we can make it all year round, but it doesn't matter. The one that has the most restrictions is the one that's followed.
Oh, I see. Okay. Because right now that is seasonal on Act 250.
So, yeah. So that's where we stand now. Does anybody else have any comments or suggestions? Board members?
The only other question, too, is it limited to the size of the event, number of people, cars, or anything like that?
Yeah, through Act 250 it is, for sure.
Oh, no, I'm asking them on a town
line. Oh, I'm assuming it's going to be the,
it'll be the same.
Same as the Act 250.
Yeah.
They control that.
Yeah.
What's that?
Act 250 would control that.
Yeah, and we haven't had any complaints of anything but sound. So, you know, there hasn't been... People haven't been able to get in and out of their houses because of the cars or there's too many people and, you know, so. Yes.
Well, I just want to also make one thing clear. It's about the event that I have to apply for through the state for the permit application. For the permit for a one-day event allows 4 days because it has to come in through a distributor. So it's specifically delivery ordering delivery times.
It's
just a 1-day event.
You've explained that at the select board.
Okay, so the day.
4 days, 4 consecutive days of an event. It's 3 days for delivery and ordering and 1 day for an event.
Oh, so people will be there for 1 day. But the participants.
Yep, just on Saturday.
I'll be open 1 day.
Yep, 1 day. Yeah. 1 day. Making that.
All right. I think we have all the information we need. You guys have any questions?
The only thing I would say is these are generally weddings that you're having, and hopefully one couple only has uses you once.
Right.
If they're going to use you again, no.
Yeah, no.
They get discount for that, I think.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Do you sound still married?
Yeah,
I'm
happily married.
Yes, we're not going back.
Okay, I think, let's see. So we have to do any other
noise deal.
Well, the noise, yeah. The noise is a problem. That, you know, we have in our bylaws for conditional use, there is something where we try to restrict noise. And, you know, there's no numbers and there's no time. We don't have a 10 o'clock. Our bylaws don't cover that type of thing.
Right.
But when you set up a business, they have to flash lights or lights or, odors or too much noise is all part of the conditional use questions, So we do deal with it, but there's not anything specific. Now, I was there for the Act 250 hearing, and they were pretty good. They knew what they were doing,
Yeah, they do know what it is.
and they've done it before. They have a
Right.
lot of experience. They know
Right.
about noise, and but and our town is a peaceful town. I mean, we do people
Sure.
like the quiet, and they don't want the noise. So it's like, yeah, that's a consideration. I mean, this is a legitimate argument, and
Right.
so we take that into account. And but I think, it's a lot of it has to do with the people that are running the business, and if
Yeah.
they're amenable to, sensitivity to their neighbors and to the sound. I mean, you can't get much better than that. It's like, that's good. So that's a consideration too. But again, noise is a problem.
Oh,
So,
yeah.
yeah. Okay, I think we are all set. I see if I have any formalities to do here. Okay, I need a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So, okay. Thank you very much, everyone.